Austin is the black one, and I am the other one.
You are listening to the greatest sample of digital audio ever recorded from a microphone. Maybe. Probably not. The Game War Podcast with Austin and David. Here are your hosts.
What's up, guys? You were listening to the Game More Podcast with me, David, and Austin. Over there. So, well, theoretically, we are going to be recording a podcast. That's pretty amazing. That's an amazing feat for two people to get together over the internet and talk to themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, yes. It is. It's very hot.
It's so hot that I dropped it.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
Knee slapper.
Bam. I just didn't actually slap my knee. I wanted to, though. But so, let's actually, theoretically, we are a gaming podcast. We're going to be talking about MMOs specifically.
And telling lame jokes.
And telling awful jokes. So if you can't stand awful jokes, then keep listening, because I like torturing the audience. So anyway, we're an MMO podcast, but we're going to be focusing on Star Wars The Old Republic by LeBioWare for a while. That's going to be our main focus, and you know, we'll see how that goes and how much content we can pull out of that. But we're both, I think it's fair to say, we're Star Wars nerds. Myself might be a little bit more of a Star Trek nerd than a Star Wars nerd, which will probably come back to bite me. So, well, anyway, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is David. I've been a Star Trek nerd for quite a while. I've been a Star Wars nerd longer, but I've been into MMOs since EVE Online, I think, was my first MMO. And I've been kind of off and on EVE for a while, but moved over to, I was in WoW a little while, didn't really like it. And then I moved over to Star Trek Online, which is what I'm currently playing. And that's my current MMO. You know, that's my daily driver, so to speak. And other gaming experience, I've been playing. I had a 360. I do still have a 360. Hopefully, unless it's red ringed again. And I had a PS2 before that. And that's really about it as far as my gaming experience. I'm a great guy. You know, very handsome, tall. What's that guy's name? Fabio Hair. I think it is. And like curly Italian hair, really, really tall and really muscular. Like, I'm buff as hell. But anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty hot, but it's also, he's so buff, he scares himself in the mirror. Like, I was staying over at his house one night, and he went into the bathroom, and I heard some screams, and I ran over there because I was worried about him, and he told me he got scared of himself. So.
But were they manly screams?
Ooh.
Rah. All right, so anyway.
Like a Dungeon Dragon. Rah, rah.
Austin, I think that you should talk about yourself and your gaming experience like I just did.
Well, when you said talk about myself, I thought you were talking about my personal life. Like,
no, I don't want to know about your black women, okay? That's, I mean, I know, I'm aware that's what you're into, but, you know, trying to do a podcast. We have like a separate podcast for black women.
Yeah, I like me some chocolate, you know, but not the Hershey Kisses. I'm talking about like them Hershey bars and them boxes of Cocoa Crunch, you know?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I really can't tell if that's really your black side or if that's just you being retarded. But anyway, before we go on, I should remind our audience that this is a explicit show and that you may not want those little kitties of yours, you know, listening, because it can get a little rough.
Pretty nasty. Like, pretty their nasty. Ears will burn.
Stank nasty.
Yeah, like Stanktopia.
Stanktopia. There you go. Okay, Austin, intro.
All right, well, I'm Austin, a wheezy whizzle on the hizzle, for shizzle, you know? You know what it is? MMO side of me, I haven't really played an MMO. Like, I tried a whole bunch of WoW trials because, you know me, I can't pay for subscription to a MMO. Yeah, I played WoW, the whole fantasy Dungeon Dragon thing. That's my style. Star Wars Old Republic coming out in 2-3 months. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that. I will have the money to play a few months of it. And with my basic knowledge of Star Wars, like from the movies, was a fan of it as a kid, had a few original Xbox and PS2 games, and I know pretty good basic knowledge about it. FPS gaming, I am a heavy console gamer on the PS3, love it, have major sex with it every night. Currently, I'm playing Black Ops. I haven't prestiged at all, but I'm about, level 29 or 28 or 30, somewhere around there. Call of Duty Black Ops. I actually prefer it over Modern War. Fucked me, too.
Oh.
Yeah. And actually, there's a video on YouTube. I've showed you this, David. What was the dude's name that made Modern Warfare 2? What's his name? Robert Bowling or Steve Bowling?
You know, I can't remember actually, but there is one singular man, and
yeah, I think it's something Bowling. I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, I could,
Robert Bowling.
Considering I'm sitting in front of a computer, I could look that up. You know, instead of acting like we live in the 90s. But you know, I'm gonna continue the mystery. So what was the video about? I don't remember.
He actually says that Modern Warfare 2 will include the theater mode that you see in Black Ops. Now, he said this obviously before Black Ops was even thought of, actually before Modern Warfare 2 was released. So when I say the theater mode that you see in Black Ops, I'm talking about he was saying what all Modern Warfare 2 will be including at that time of him saying it. So past tense, if you want to say.
Yeah.
But load up Modern Warfare 2, I don't see no theater mode. And if I get enough viewers or listeners, depending on if you're watching my hardcore porn that you somehow found on the internet.
You personally have this porn?
Oh, yeah. It's just crazy. Like, crazy. I'm talking crazy, like, run into a zoo in the middle of night with a winter coat on while you play with your dick.
Whoa. Okay, you know, I don't want to be that explicit. Jeez.
Wait. All right. I'll try to control myself. But if I get enough, well, if we get enough audio listeners or viewers, whatever you want to call them, I want to see if they'll actually support my putting on blast Robert Bowling petition or march movement group, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I should create a Facebook page about it.
So you're really going to judge that man based on that one mistake?
He knew how popular Modern Warfare. See, look at that.
Yes.
He knew how popular Modern Warfare 2 would be to the customers, or at least the people who played Call of Duty 4. I mean, I was looking forward to Modern Warfare 2 just being epic, but no, he just ruined it. Like, he should be embarrassed for having his name on that game.
Well, maybe we should sign a petition of embarrassment against this man.
Yeah, and he clearly says that Modern Warfare 2 will include a theater mode, but it's not there.
Obviously, he deserves some persecution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you're a PS3 gamer, add me. My username is EDIBDI, itty bitty, whatever you want to call it.
I would say the same thing about Xbox Live, except for I am thoroughly uninteresting right now because all I've been playing on my 360 is Forza 3. It's Forza Motorsport 3, excuse me, which is a driving game. So I've been having some nerd cargasms lately. I might look into some FPSs again if I ever come across any cash. That's doubtful, though.
Yeah, I think you should get Black Ops.
Maybe I should get Black Ops. I'm turning toward that general direction, but I'm thinking that maybe that money should be saved up for an MMO, like, you know, maybe like the Old Republic. You know?
Oh yeah, I never thought of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my mind is just on McDonald's right now. You know, kind of hungry.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 5:28 a.m.
and Central Standard Time.
That probably doesn't make a difference, but on December 27th, 2010, and well, both of us are craving junk food, but one of us has access to it and one of us does not, because one of us has a extremely white, healthy family.
Who's that?
And no cash. Well, it'd be me. I mean, you're the black one. Oh, we should establish this. So Austin is the black one, and I am the other one.
Yeah, you can, I mean, you can clearly tell just by the level of attention each of us is giving. Like, I'm so just casual, and he's, you know,
white.
The other type.
The other, yeah. So, well, that is our podcast in a nutshell. Do we have any other topics that we want to delve into?
What all do you prefer at McDonald's, their breakfast?
Well, that's not a topic I can really speak to, you know. I don't have much experience in that. I'm going to have to say that.
Would you go for a bunch of sandwiches or breakfast burritos or just big plates of pancakes and all that crap?
Well, I don't want to be boring, but usually I stick with the hash browns. You can't ever go wrong with just like 4 or 5 hash browns. Is that a bad thing? I mean,
yes. I'm a man. I need my protein.
Protein. That's a conspiracy invented to keep, I was going to say dairy, the cattle, just the general cattle business in.
But cattle, cows, they produce milk.
Well, cows also produce meat. There are way more non-dairy cows than there are dairy cows. We know this. How do we get away from our intended topics there, video games? Personally, I'd like to talk about Star Trek Online a little bit. Now, this is went into a ventrilo of a group of guys called the MMO Junkies, and unfortunately their website went down today, but you know, you never know. It was MMOJunkies.tv, and exactly a year ago when we were enclosed in open beta of Star Trek Online, which is the Star Trek MMO made by Cryptic Studios, I wouldn't say I developed some opinions. I guess, you know, hopefully it doesn't take talking with other people to develop opinions, but I got kind of involved in this sort of thing, and I'm kind of looking forward to doing it again, excuse me.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm probably going to go head over to McDonald's right now. So if you know of a topic to talk about for about 20 minutes straight, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I guess I could talk about Star Trek Online, but I think that we should save that for next time and just call it quits, guys. This is our intro episode. I don't know what our frequency is going to be, honestly. We're kind of just getting this together. I'm thinking once a week, maybe. Maybe another full episode coming out in the next few days. It is Christmas break for both of us, so let's let the black guy go get his sustenance. We will sign off from now. This has been Game More. That's MMORE. Game More with David and Austin. Austin and David, whichever flows better.
Wait, don't end it yet. All right.
Oh God. All right, guys. So we're going out with this.
Okay. If you all have seen the official music video to this song, you will notice there are midgets in there. That is successful. That is a successful primary key into promoting music videos.
That is a sign. Was that produced by Young Money? I wouldn't know. I'm just picking a random shitty hip-hop producer.
Cali Swag District.
I see. All right. Well, guys, we're closing off the podcast. I'm learning how to doggy.
Yeah, let's close it with the song.
We'll see y'all later. Teach me how to talk.